ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us, that's mrsfixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
At Jerry Lee Lewis up there rocking and rolling?
No, a little Chuck Berry.
Oh, Chuck Berry. Oh, goodness. Shame
Johnny
on me.
Johnny be good.
Johnny be good, indeed. Good stuff there. Well, I tell you, Jim, I got a little more information about Tim Scott. Senator Tim Scott, Senator South Carolina, Black Republican, was on The View today, and the ladies apparently did not like him. Big shock, big surprise.
Well, and you would know this too. I mean, they don't like Black conservatives.
They do not. They are terrified of Black conservatives.
Exactly.
They can't stand Justice Thomas. They, tried to call Larry Elder a white supremacist when he
they did. They actually did.
They
call
literally
him.
Called him a white supremacist
yeah.
in California when he ran one hell of a race for governor in California.
You know, I thought he would do better too.
Well, he actually did very well.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how much of that vote? I mean, keep in mind the temporary. COVID measures that they use for voting, like universal mail-in ballots and that kind of nonsense,
right.
They made that the law in California.
Yeah, well, yeah. Kind of like here.
Yeah, unfortunately. And so Larry had to deal with all of that. He also had to deal with the fact that that Newsom and his aunt Pelosi, former Speaker of the
That's
House,
right.
spent a mint, I think nearly $500 million, on that candidacy. I think Larry did exceedingly well. In fact, it showed basically in virtually every county except for San Francisco, the county that contains San Francisco and Los Angeles, he was well ahead and did incredibly well.
I know Clay and Buck are talking about how Newsom is kind of positioning himself to be the candidate because
the standby.
Yeah, they don't think that Joe Biden is going to make it, and Kamala just is not a likable person.
Yeah, that dog is not hunting. Kamala Harris has been at least in terms of her political skills, has been a terrible disappointment. I don't even think she won her own state in the primary process.
She only had 1% of the presidential vote when she was picked to be the running mate for Joe Biden.
And California itself must represent a good 15 to 20% of the Democratic delegates. So that's pretty bad news.
Biden managed to find somebody who's less popular than he.
Indeed. We are fortunate to have somebody who is very popular, Elizabeth Hellegan, who will be on with us after this short break. This is Niger and is substituting for the great Kevin Wall, who will be back with us tomorrow. KMZQ. Stay tuned.
Number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed paperwork declaring his campaign for president in 2024. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Pence has spent months visiting early voting states, delivering policy speeches, speaking at churches, and courting donors. His entry into the 2024 race puts the former vice president in direct competition with his former boss. Pence is an Indiana native, but is launching his campaign in Iowa, the leadoff caucus state in the presidential primary. Advisors say he plans to campaign aggressively in the state, hitting every one of its 99 counties before the caucuses next year. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, Republican New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has announced that he won't be running for president in 2024. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Governor Sununu told CNN he's decided not to challenge former President Trump for the party's nomination and that he can help to improve the GOP in other ways. He says instead he'll focus his energy on making the party bigger and looking for opportunities to help the country. Sununu had been floated as a possible candidate for months but failed to gain traction in the polls. Bob Agnew reporting.
Federal investigators say it'll take days to gather highly fragmented debris from a small plane that flew over the nation's capital and crashed in Virginia, killing four people. The Federal Aviation Administration has said in a brief update on Monday that the pilot and three passengers were killed and that the plane was destroyed in the crash. The identities of the four people weren't immediately released. An NTSB investigator told reporters Monday it'll take at least 3 to 4 days for investigators to reach the remote crash scene more than 2 miles north of Montebello, Virginia. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 200 points, the Nasdaq dropped 11, the S&P lower by 8. More at townhall.com.
Miss Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Green. I'm so confident that Rough Green can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFF Greens.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. With mortgage rates not expected to drop anytime soon, Las Vegas home builders are using a well-known tactic to attract buyers, buying down the mortgage rate. Local home builders often have a relationship with the mortgage company, which gives them the flexibility to offer new home buyers a reduced mortgage rate for a specific period of time, say a year or two. The online real estate firm Redfin reports the typical U.S. mortgage payment in May was more than $2,600. That's an all-time high. Meanwhile, is this a renter's market now? Rents in Southern Nevada decreased by 2.2% in the first quarter of the year. When compared to the same period in 2022, the Nevada State Apartment Association says the Las Vegas rental market has seen a drop in rents with an increase in available inventory. Rental officials say the decrease is a result of the drop in the out-of-state interest. Read between the lines. That means fewer Californians are moving here. The Golden Knights got by the Florida Panthers 5-2 on Saturday. They lead the best of seven series 1-0. Game two is tonight at 5 o'clock at T-Mobile before the Stanley Cup Finals moves to Florida on Thursday. You can watch the game on TNT.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We're still seeing some congestion there on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, 215 west at Gibson. Watch for accidents right now. Main Street at Oakey, Tropicana at Cameron, and that road work continues on Charleston both directions between Pecos and Lamb.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Well, folks, not quite Kevin Wall. As you know, if you've been listening for the last 2 hours plus, this is Niger Innes, the substitute teacher, substituting for the great Kevin Wall, who will be back with us live and local tomorrow. He will be back here at KMZQ. But in the meantime, you're going to have to grin and bear this last hour. And I tell you, it's going to be a little easier, Jim, because I tell you, the liberals can't stand black conservatives. But you know who else they can't stand? Female conservatives.
True.
And we are fortunate to have an outstanding, young, dynamic, and accomplished female conservative, Elizabeth Helgelin, I got it right, who is a successful businesswoman, former state senator, and running for Congress, for Congressional District Number 3, hoping to take on Susie Lee after she captures the Republican nomination. And this will go she's got a strong MAGA track record. She's a MAGA Republican with a strong track record, as I said, including a 100% rating, 100% rating from the American Conservative Union, an A rating from the National Rifle Association. That's near and dear to my heart, considering I serve on the board of the NRA. And Elizabeth will bring real American values to government and challenge the status quo in Washington, D.C., which sings to me being a former leader of the Tea Party, if you will. So that definitely sings to me. She's got a bunch of endorsements, and it's our pleasure to have on for the hour, Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. You are amazing. It's such a pleasure to be here.
It's my pleasure. And we've been friends for some time back when you were a state senator, mm-hmm. and as fate would have it, it seems like your Senate district that you represented for, was it two terms or one term?
Just the one.
One term. Mm-hmm. But it seems as fate would have it that your Senate district actually overlaps, is actually bigger than the congressional district, CD3, which is huge.
Yeah, that's right. Geographically, it's virtually the same. So after redistricting, the congressional district goes from California border all the way up to basically Ann Road on the west side of town. We do get a little bit of Henderson, but yeah, my state Senate district was the most overpopulated in the country. When I won it, it went from California border actually all the way up to Mount Charleston and even further east on like Jones. And so, yeah, it was a big C. So yeah, it's virtually the same district.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. going to give you one heck of an advantage mm-hmm. Against your Republican opponents and eventually against Susie Lee.
Absolutely.
if and when you capture the
That's
Republican
right.
nomination. So tell us a little bit about your platform.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as a high priority?
Yeah, so I've been talking with people all in the district, across the state, and really the top things that people are talking about are, of course, the economy, but then securing our border, our top issues for them. Human trafficking, stopping the drugs that are just flooding in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So those are the top issues and, of course, top for me. You know, I received the endorsement of Sheriff Joe Arpaio, so that's huge
that's
for
outstanding.
Him as well. I've received the endorsement of Barry Goldwater Jr. I've received the endorsement of former Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell, Sam Peters, Jim Marchant, Blake Gwynn, former Assemblyman Ed Goodhart, and former nominee for this congressional race, and now current County Commissioner Danny Tarkanian. So
that's it. I just had Amy on.
Yes.
You were listening earlier, so it's good to hear my old friend Danny has endorsed you as well. That's terrific. That's a solid lineup.
Yeah,
I understand. We talked off air, and you don't have to get into details. But I understand that you are raising a bunch of money.
Oh, yeah.
For the congressional race, and you're going to need it. You're going to need the war chest not only for the primary. Hopefully, you'll be able to keep most of that powder dry because Susie Lee, I mean, Democrats call us mm-hmm. the party of the rich. That's baloney.
No.
We're mm-hmm. the party that wants the American people to have the opportunity
exactly.
to become rich
yes.
because of hard work and effort and sweat mm-hmm. equity and the like. But the real party of the rich, the real party of Wall Street,
yeah.
the real party of Hollywood, the real party of Big Pharma are the Democrats.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so Susie Lee is going to have one heck of a war chest. So I'm so pleased to hear
yeah.
that you've raised a significant amount of money.
No, absolutely. It's so great. And it's coming from real people like you and me. And, you know, we've got some amazing donors who have been very generous and maxed out donors to even the smallest donors. Every dollar counts. So if anyone wants to go onto my website and donate, it's elizabeth4nevada.com. They can go and donate. Any amount will help. But, yeah, we've definitely got to raise as much as we can so we can take on Susie Lee in the general. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. And that's going to be she's proven to be a mm-hmm. tough opponent.
Absolutely.
Although this district, from what I understand – and actually, I don't understand because I know before it was a D+3, maybe D+4 district. I don't know after the redistricting what it is right now.
Yeah, it's actually super close. It's a D+1 district.
Wow.
So the NRCC has targeted my district as one of their top districts to flip back to red this election cycle throughout the country. So we
That's
know it's going to be a national race. We know we've got to raise money. So if people can go online and donate at elizabeth4nevada.com. Please do that. It's elizabeth4nevada.com. But absolutely. So it's a D+1 district. I've won in this district before, as you know.
Absolutely.
As a conservative Republican, and I didn't have to sway on my principles. So I was able to go up to Carson City. I was able to win, beat the 15-year incumbent by 15%, and then I went on to beat the Democrat millionaire by 5%, went up to Carson City and legislated exactly the way that I said I was going to. So now I can go back to voters and say, this is how you guys elected me to vote. This is how I voted. Please, now you know you can trust me and vote for me again.
If you liked what you saw in the Senate, you're going to love what I do in Congress.
Yep, absolutely. I think one of the I think it was such a sweet compliment was from a Democrat in my district. And he said, you know, Elizabeth, we don't agree on every issue, but I know where you stand. So I'm going to vote for you. And if we can have more people in office that are genuine and that are true and that are strong and courageous and actually do what they say they're going to do, then that's exactly
what a novel idea. A politician that actually says what she means and then does what she says.
Absolutely.
That's a pretty novel idea, particularly in Washington, D.C., and unfortunately even in Carson City.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Carson City, our legislative session is coming to an end, and we had a very tough grader with Victor Jakes on last hour, and I asked him for a letter grade for the governor and the legislature, and he gave both, I think unfairly, but he gave both an F. So I got to ask you, you're a former legislator in Carson City, vying to become a legislator in Washington, D.C. How do you think our legislature as a body did in this legislative session? And how do you think the governor did?
Yeah, this was a tough session for sure. You know, and you had told the listeners previously, the Democrats have a supermajority in the assembly. And then, man, we're just a, you know, it's they've got the majority in the Senate. So, but luckily with Governor Lombardo, we do have the governor's seat. So, I would say as a body, because we do have so much bad legislation that they tried to throw forward and they could pass whatever, basically whatever they wanted. All they needed was one or two Republicans had even gone and voted for in the Senate, some bad legislation. So I would say in the legislative body, unfortunately, a D or an F. They did not represent the people
I'd
at all. They just kept pushing bad, bad, bad stuff. I think the governor did exactly what we needed him to do, and that's he's vetoing so much bad legislation. He's really the line right now for Republicans and really for our state, not just Republicans or Democrats, but really for the health of our state. He's done a great job. And, yeah, I'd definitely give him a C for sure. He's with what he's had to face. Absolutely. He's done a great job.
Absolutely. He's wielded that veto pen like I said, like King Arthur wielded Excalibur.
Yep.
You know, and he needed to because it's some god-awful legislation. It's like, how do you want to become the worst aspect of California?
Right.
You know, look at the legislation that the Democrats are pushing.
It is
horrible. So one of the issues that actually does not get enough attention is the issue of rank voting.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that Alaska has passed that, but they've got big regrets, and they are looking to repeal what they just passed. Tell the listeners what ranked voting is and what's your position on it.
Yeah, so here in Nevada, they're trying to pass it. So it was just on our last ballot. It was a ballot initiative, our last election cycle. It has to pass twice. So it's going to be on the ballot as a ballot initiative again this election cycle. It cannot pass. It's horrible. Like you said, Alaska had passed it previously. They just felt the unintended consequences of that. And now they're trying to repeal it.
This is going to be a nice little appetizer for our listeners. We're getting ready to go to a break, and I want you to have plenty of time to fill out your thoughts and to communicate your thoughts to the listeners. We are on with Elizabeth, old friend, who is running for CD3, Congressional District Number 3, hoping to take on Susie Lee for Congress. This is Niger Innes in for Kevin Wall. We'll be back after this short break.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey, Nevadans. Prescriptions can be expensive. Let the Array RX discount card be your solution. Now available to all Nevada residents. Simply sign up for free. Show your pharmacist your digital card and save money. Receive discounts of up to 80% on certain medications. There are no age or income restrictions, and it only takes a minute to enroll, so you can get back to doing what makes you happy.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are back. Niger Ennis substituting for the great Kevin Wall, who will be back with us tomorrow. He will be back live and local here at 670 KMZQ. And we've got for the rest of the hour, we're fortunate enough to have Elizabeth Helgeline, who is running for Congress in Congressional District number 3, hopefully taking on Susie Lee after she captures the Republican nomination. Liz, what is this? We were right before we went to a break, you teased the listeners with rank voting and telling us how bad it is. Why don't you describe exactly what it is first,
okay,
what the process is, and then you can tell us why it's so bad.
Yeah, so here in Nevada, they want to do a top five primary. So anybody, it's open basically. So anybody, any party can vote for whoever. And those top five people on the ballot are going to the general. Now, in the general, it's going to be ranked choice. You